Hello and welcome to Access to Justice, your rule of law program on Star Radio and sponsored by the Carter Center. It's meant to increase access to justice across Liberia and to teach you how to assess the justice system and know the workings of the justice system as well. My name is Bruce Bowe, I'm your usual legal friend. Do stay with us if you can. Well, last week, Councillor Augustine Toh of the Catholic Justice and Peace Commission said access to justice was a fleeting illusion. That means there was no access to justice in Liberia and that justice was very expensive for the poor. This statement was backed by many callers who also said only the rich gets justice in Liberia. Well, I decided to bring in the Solicitor General Tiawan Gangolo. He is the Chief Prosecutor of Government. He wholeheartedly promised us at 11th hour, he has not come, and he's still saying he's going to be here, to answer some of these questions to see whether these statements were actually true, that Liberians do not have access to justice and that justice was very expensive for the poor people outside there when they go to court. So if you are out there and you have an idea on this topic as to whether justice is expensive or not in Liberia, whether the common people outside there have access to justice, and then you can call us on 077-281-266, 077-281-266, or 06-471-425, 06-471-425, and put your point through. If you don't want to call, you can text us at 077-200-841, and you'll be contributing to the program Access to Justice right here on Star Radio. As I told you, we're still expecting the Solicitor General Tiawan Gangolo to speak to us on some of these issues. But if you're out there, you can call us on 077-281-266 or 06-471-425. Let's discuss the justice system of Liberia, whether or not the masses out there have access to justice and whether justice is affordable. Last week, Councillor Augustine Toh of the Catholic Justice and Peace Commission called us and said that there was no access to justice in Liberia because there were not functioning courts in some parts of Monserrado. Before you talk about the leeward counties, there were no functioning police depots, there were no functioning prison centers across the country. So because of the lack of those, access to justice was not available in Liberia, he said. The people don't have access to justice. That is why we called in Solicitor General Tiawan Gangolo, and he agreed to have been here to discuss this topic with us, to tell us as to whether or not these statements were true or not. But up to now, he has not come. I've been told we have our first caller on the line. Hello, caller, your name and where are you calling from? I'm sorry, we've just lost our first caller. We hope that caller will come back and give his take on the topic as to whether or not the justice system is accessible in Liberia, whether or not Liberians have access to justice, and whether justice is very expensive, as Councillor Toh alleged the last time. And many Liberians also called on the program and said justice was only here for rich people. That means if the poor man went to the courts, he cannot get justice. We have our first caller on the line. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Christopher from Mother Pan.
Your name again?
Christopher from Mother Pan.
Mr. Fokpa, tell us, what's your take on the topic? Do we have access to justice in Liberia? There's no justice. Why do you think so?
Because if that case happened to me, one of my friends myself got into this punishment. When I called the police commander only told me to send his scratch card before he can come to my home.
He asked you for a scratch card?
Yeah, he asked me for a scratch card before he can come to my home.
And did you send the scratch card?
No, I refused to send the scratch card because I told you that you people are working for us. So I can tell you before you come to my house, you have been changed by the government of Liberia.
So he did not come at all?
He did not come. I continued to call for, he refused to come. And was the the airport commander on Central Street.
So how did you handle that case since the depot commander asked you for scratch card before he could come to handle your situation? When you refused, he did not come. How did you handle the situation?
In a given like that, in a case like that, sometimes the police can allow you to handle the case, to take the case into your hands.
So the police, some of the police officers can actually encourage the locals to take the law into their hands.
Of course. Because if you call them and they are not coming to your hill, sometimes you can go out of control. But at least if you can call the number of the police and they come to your hill quick, I think they can be able to handle it the best way that you will not get into problems.
So because of that, you say there's no justice in Liberia?
No justice, because one thing is that they don't extend you to justice. For the central police, if you go there, you don't have money, they can't register your case. Everybody says, this is the store. What you have, how much you have, people can go to your house. If you try and you go to that central, they will say the car not get gas, the motorboard not got gas. They are working in favor of their self. They are not working for the citizens.
Okay, thank you very much for your contribution. This is the core,
Access to Justice, and the Solicitor General has just walked in. Welcome, Councillor Gangolo.
Thank you. I'm sorry for being late. I was coming, and I was stopped right on Ashmore Street because of the road work. And I had to park my car and walk up here, but you know,
well, it's a necessary
pain that we have to go through for improvement of our city. So
it's better late than never, in a way. Last week, Councillor Augustine told. Well, I have another caller on the line. Your name and where are you calling from? Okay, we lost that caller.
So let's deal with this issue.
Yes, before you come to that, Councillor Gangolo, let's register this thing. Access to justice. Justice is very expensive for the Liberian people. Some people are saying those were the statements last week. What is access to justice in the first place?
Well, under our law, you don't need to pay a dime to get your case through the police and to the court. You know, one of the reasons we've said many times that criminal cases begins with police charge sheet is very often when people go to the magistrate court by themselves and explain a case to the magistrate, they might be required to sometimes, which is illegal though, it's not permitted by law, pay money to get writ issued. And then the messenger or the magistrate police will say, we need money to go and arrest the person who has been charged.
Because they don't have transportation, maybe.
They will say that. But if you go to the police and complain to the police that a crime has been committed, police is required to walk to the place, investigate, right on the scene, arrest the person if necessary, or if there's a need for further investigation, bring the person, ask the person to walk with the police to the police station. When at the police station, the police investigates and finds that the person indeed has committed an act that is in violation of the law, the police will arrest the person, charge the person, have the person detained, and the next day, the person will be walked by the police to the police station, to the court. So when the person is brought to the court with the police charge sheet, the magistrate, the city solicitor then prays for a writ of arrest, which is served on the person who is right there. In that case, nobody has to pay any money for somebody to go somewhere. So one of the reasons why we keep saying if you believe that a crime has been committed against you, go to the police. You see, first, because of police investigation, it makes it clearer whether or not a crime has been committed, and police become an additional witness for the state. So the person against whom the crime was committed is a witness. The police becomes a witness, maybe another eyewitness. Three of them can come to court and testify, corroborate each other, and there will be conviction. But so that's one. And number two, it becomes a zero expense or very little expense for the victim, because once the police walks the person to court and the person is charged, the next thing is for the person to go to jail or the person files a criminal appearance bond. No expense to the victim. You see that? So there shouldn't be any expense. And where money, the police does not require any money, you know, like the register your case and all this thing about scratch card that he was talking about, people must resist those temptations. Report to the higher up, that person owned a commander.
If the person went to the commander, probably a commander would demand 2 scratch cards.
If the commander does so, go to the, keep going until you reach to the senior inspector of police.
Like the man who called from Mamban Point, his case was never handled because he refused to give the guy the scratch card.
Yeah, but the police officer that he dealt with is not the last authority in the police. And if you go through all the police rank, the ranks of the police, and you don't feel that the various stages are treating you well, come to the Ministry of Justice.
Is that where you will get them justice?
Well, because the police operates under the direction of the Minister of Justice. Okay? The police operates under the directly under the Minister of Justice.
So probably they got the scratch card demands from the Justice Ministry, maybe?
No, that's not what I heard. So, you know, to do justice to the conversation, don't say that. He said that a police officer said, give me a scratch card. That police officer was involved in extortion. I mean,
can he be dealt with now?
Oh, yes.
If he's known?
The police officer can be dealt with. If that man can prove that this police officer demanded money from him, that is demanding unlawful compensation for doing your duty in government, which is a violation of the law. Seeking bribery is a crime.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Your name and where are you calling from?
Vivian Amara.
Yeah, what's your contribution? What do you say? I'm sorry.
Unlawful compensation to any public official, to any public servant for performing an official duty is a crime.
Okay, Councillor Gungalo, the topic on the discussion actually is whether or not the statements made by Councillor Toh and the Liberians that caught the program the last time as to whether or not access to justice was a fleeting illusion and that justice was very expensive for the poor. Are these statements true? Do we have access to justice in Liberia?
There is access to justice. We have magistrate courts in many parts of the country operating. More than that, even the town chiefs and clan chiefs, if crimes are committed in their presence, they are required to arrest the person who committed a crime and send the person to the nearest police station. Police will then investigate and send the person to the magistrate court located in the area. I don't think that sweeping generalizations will help us solve our problem in Liberia. We should state facts, you know, as they are, to help the government solve problems. But if you say, for example, the government is doing nothing, there's no access to justice in Liberia, then I say, so how they will come about to say in 2008, for example, to prosecute 109 cases, to lose 22 and to win 87, if there was no access to justice in Liberia? So
probably done right in Monrovia here, Monserrato County.
Not necessarily. There were cases throughout the counties. I mean, as I speak to you now, Bapulo County attorney called me yesterday and said, SG, I just won in a rape case where the victim is 10 years old girl and the perpetrator is 27 years old. He was excited that he won a rape case. He said, I also won a sexual molestation of a ward, sexual abuse of a ward case. I said, but I thought this thing is now just rape, no more, you know, light crime like that. He said, well, that was a crime charged long time before he won that. I think it was before the new rape law was enacted and before it came into effect. So this man in his 30s or 40s had forcibly had sex with a woman nearly 70 years old who was his ward. So he was found guilty. A police officer that I read, a police officer in Bapolo County, was found guilty of sexual abuse of ward, an elderly woman, and he was sentenced to jail for 1 year by the circuit judge.
Now, Councilor.
So I mean, that's in Bapolo County, where the county attorney last night just told me that over the past 2 weeks, he won those two cases.
And probably that's right in Bapolo.
That's in Bapolo County.
The provincial capital, Bapolo.
No, don't say because it's in Bapolo. No, they came from different areas.
Because what Councilor Toh said was, once they are not functioning courts all over the country, once they are not functioning prison or correction centers all over the country, once they are not functioning police depots and police officers all over the country, then that means there's no access to justice.
Although, but if that is the case, then several countries in the world, a lot of developed countries, don't have access to justice, if that is the definition of access to justice. Look, courts are not necessarily made proportionate to population size. It is expected that crime will happen once in a while. So in every country in the world, there are fewer courts, sometimes even fewer courts than there are police stations. The belief is that, you know, police officers are peace officers. Some offenses are minor infractions, you know, disagreement among people in the community that police can settle on site, right? So you have fewer courts because it's believed that the things that people are not accustomed to, that are not part of people's culture, that does not, that affect living in peace, is the one that societies consider crime. Some that harm safety, personal safety, group survival, the national security, all those things, people, property rights, and all of that. Those are the ones that every society defines as crime, all right? So for that, it's already believed that people are well educated to that. And it is few people within the population that will always violate. So you have fewer courts everywhere in the world.
So if you were asked to define access to justice, what would you say in simple terms?
When a person, when there is no hurdle, no hindrance, no discrimination in the process of to anyone who wants to go to the law, whether to go to the police or to go to court, there is no discrimination. Nothing stops you. That you and I in the studio here, I'm Solicitor General, you are just a journalist, a reporter, that you and I have equal right to go to the police, equal right to go to the magistrate court, equal right to go to the circuit court. There's nothing that stops your access to justice. My access to justice is not better than yours. Then it can be defined that there, it can be stated that there is access to justice in Liberia. On the basis of that, I say there is access to justice in Liberia because, you know, no one is denied access to justice because of your religion, because of your tribe, because of your level of education, because of the fraternity you belong to, because of your beliefs, because of any other reason, you know, because of your height, whether you're tall or short. No one is denied access to justice. Everyone has the same freedom, same opportunity.
Why
to come to court?
Why
to
if financial hurdles stops the person?
If you define access to justice as, lack of access to justice as financial inability of the person maybe to even transport themselves and all that, then that would be giving a very elastic definition to access to justice that would make it difficult to really provide access to justice because it's not every society. The best, the most developed societies in the world still got people in the street, you know, eating from dump sites, and they still have street persons, people, homeless persons. You know, for homeless persons, the most important thing to them all the time is the food they will eat, and not even place they will sleep because they don't pay rent. They just sleep in a subway or sleep somewhere in the street between stores and all of that. So the man looking for only food to eat, you know, the last thing he would think about is to go to court, maybe to file civil action to defend his rights, right? But if a crime is committed, if that person's rights is violated, crime is committed against that person can walk to a police officer and say, "Hey, officer, that man slapped me on my jaw."
And the officer said, give me a scratch card.
And the officer would say, I'm going there. Now,
In our case, the officer says, give me a scratch card.
Now the officer says, give me a scratch card.
Before I go there.
Know that that officer probably says to everyone, give me a scratch card. Therefore, it is his general attitude. But for you to say, all right, I will give you a scratch card, you have contributed to making it difficult for everyone to have access to justice. But you tell that police officer, now he's not the only police officer in the Republic of Liberia.
But at that particular point in time, he was the one around.
He's right there. So you say, no, I'm not giving you a scratch card. I'm going to another police officer. If you go to another police officer, if that's the attitude, you say, look, I'm going to the depot. I'm going to the commander. I saw your officer, so if you like asking for his name, this officer asked me, and maybe because that's your war alone, please get a witness. Let somebody be around to also listen to that officer make that demand to you. Then you and the person can go to the next stage. If you like, keep coming until you come to us at Justice Ministry. But I believe that if you go, the police has a unit that deals with unprofessional conduct. You know, it's the professional standard unit in the police. So if you go, if you can write, say you ask somebody, you have a witness, and all that, you ask somebody to write your letter to the police director, they will send it to a professional standard unit. That person will be sent there, probably suspended and all that. So they have a unit dealing with that now. But you know, knowledge is power, and ignorance is terrible. It affects you. It's the biggest problem. So if you don't know, then those, the wicked, the bad people, the criminal-minded police officers and other law enforcement officers will exploit you because you don't have
the information. Is it the responsibility of the Justice Ministry to provide these pieces of information to the public?
Well, that's one of them that I'm doing now. I'm from Justice Ministry. I'm the Solicitor General. I'm providing this information.
So have we not caught you here? How does the public get to know these things?
You see, the public, every time we say that, in criminal cases, there is no money. You don't pay any money in criminal cases. You don't pay money to the police because police is paid by the government. You don't pay money to the magistrate court in criminal cases because magistrate court is paid, the judge is paid by the government, and all of his staff, including the magistrate police, are paid by the government. The city solicitor is paid by the government. The stationery that the magistrate uses is provided by the Supreme Court. And I believe the Chief Justice will be angry to hear that one magistrate say, give me money to buy paper. No, they can't. So all of these things are provided by the government based upon the taxes that are paid by the people. So nobody goes set their market, try to make money. That money, you see the scratch card the police officer was asking that for himself. So if you just call someone to be present, that police will either do it, but he will not ask you for a scratch card.
So is justice affordable? Many callers said only the rich gets justice in Liberia.
Justice is affordable. It is not true that only the rich, because there is no practice, there is no procedure, there is no requirement that eliminates poorer people.
Maybe in most cases, the rich gets justice.
No, that's not
true. That is why they say so.
No, that's not true. It's just lack of information. Many times, look, people say, why am I wasting my time? If I go to the police, nothing will happen. Or if I go to the court, nothing will happen. I mean, it's just like what is happening now in government circles and throughout Liberia. People come to you and say, SG, please recommend me this place or this person. And the position they're asking you for, there are advertisements in the paper. And you say, follow the advertisements and apply. They say, I don't know anybody in that NGO, or I don't know anybody on mail, or in this company, I will not get a job. And I have examples of so many young people who have applied to places based on advertisement, and based upon their interview record, they got their jobs. But people defeat themselves and say, this one will not happen. People say Liberia will not change. All the efforts we are making to change, they say, Liberia will not change. I'm not even wasting my time to go to the police. I'm not wasting my time to go to court. I will not get justice because I can't get nothing.
So you think people Liberia is changing now?
Liberia is changing. It's changing very fast in a positive direction.
And you think judicial reform is taking place? So
it is. It is taking place. Look.
So these allegations are not true.
You know, you see, who is more powerful than government when it comes to money? Don't you see how many cases government have lost in court against people? Who has money compared to government? So the fact that, I mean, the judiciary has become so independent, and that is all that we have been arguing for our whole life, to have an independent judiciary.
Why will people always say that justice is not affordable?
No, because people defeat themselves, and people are haunted by history. The things that used to happen long time ago, and I don't want to take advantage of the changing times. because they defeat themselves. But truly, times have changed.
And so justice is affordable and there's access to justice.
Justice is affordable. There's access to justice. And if people feel that there are hurdles anywhere, let them go one step further. If the judiciary, the magistrates, in the magistrate court, you are affected, go to the circuit court. In fact, it's easy. You complain to the circuit judge. You summarize that person and deal with him. If my city solicitor and police officer deal with you, go to the police. And if the city solicitor come to me, go to the county attorney. If you're not satisfied, come to the solicitor general. You know, and we will deal with those issues. We want to identify the few bad apples and deal with them.
Thank you very much. The voice of Solicitor General Tiawan Gangalo, and the program is Access to Justice, sponsored by the Carter Center, and you heard it on Star Radio. My name is Bruce Boer. Do have a pleasant time.